on to the first official ACB Tweet Up.
Yeah.
As many of you know, we've been doing this thing since 2009, but this is the first year it's on the agenda, so my little baby's growing up.
Good boy.
So we're going to do introductions. Can everybody hear me, by the way?
Yep.
Can everybody hear me?
Yeah.
Okay, good. We're going to be doing introductions in a few minutes, but before we do that, if you want to go get a drink at the bar, or have a snack, or talk to your neighbor, feel free. I know we have at least one Twitter newbie here, so if you have a Twitter newbie at your table,
there's supposed to be snacks
share
somewhere.
Your
yeah.
Twitter information. This is an educational event at Gaza.
Use DZ shirt.
Huh?
And so we're going to do the intros shortly, but until then, no, have fun. We're going to do some introductions, but first, do we have anybody who may have some vision to walk the mic around?
I hope maybe somebody will help me, but I've got plans, maybe.
I just want to introduce myself. I'll have the mic in my hand. I mean, everybody knows. My name is Carrie Regan. I am K.E. Regan on Twitter, or Kerrigan, which is how most screen readers pronounce it. I was Pratik Patel, and I did the first Tweet Up in 2009. Unfortunately, Pratik isn't here. But I'm sure he's thrilled with the turnout that we got here today. And I just want to thank Ray Campbell and Natalie Bears from IEC for teaming up with me for this wonderful event. And I think Brian Charleston's still here, so I guess I have him to thank too. And Justin, since he's running IEC. And I started this event because I wanted to get to know my Twitter friends, and this convention is so huge, it's hard to get everyone all in one place. So here we are. So what we're going to do is we're going to take the microphone around the room and do introductions. So when you get the microphone, state your name, your Twitter handle, so people know who you are. And if you are a Twitter administrator for your affiliate or whatever, let us know. I'm the administrator for the unfortunately woefully underused ACBNY Twitter handle. So.
And make sure you speak that intro stuff into the mic because we are recording that.
Yes, Ray is recording, so please do that intro in the mic. So do we have somebody to walk the mic around?
Yeah, he's giving me money just a second.
Oh, okay. You have to take
five.
Okay. 1 second, sorry.
Yeah, that's fine.
He's doing the drinks.
He's my money identifier right now. Oh, that's why you need me to have money.
Hope everybody's
doing
the
math. 2-1.
I apologize, by the way, for the slightly crappy cell phone signal down here.
Yeah.
I mean, it could be worse.
Slightly?
Slightly, yes.
One thing, folks, this is Ray Campbell. This is the first time we've done this officially, and so if you have feedback for us, for ISE, please let us know, because we want to try to make this an annual event, and we can only do better if you let us know what we can do better. So we'll be thinking about that, and I already have one suggestion. Maybe not try to do the app swap and the tweet up in the same room back to back. That was a little interesting, but you know, so if you have any feedback, seriously, please
let us
know.
What's the best way to let you know?
My handle is, might as well do my intro right now. It's Ray Campbell. My Twitter handle is Packer Backer Ray, PackerBackerRay. So let me know on Twitter, or you could.
You can tweet. I can give you that in a minute.
You can, and Natalie will give you another place to tweet. So, or ACB National. I also do a little bit of the. I'm part of the team that administers the Illinois Council of the Blind Twitter page.
Okay. So I already did my introductions, so we're going to pass this around to that table and then open
up. Okay. This is Lynn Roberts from Dayton, Ohio, although I lived in Columbus also. I'm sighted, but I do Twitter also. And my wife Shirley, I'll hand the mic to.
What's the mic? Doesn't seem to be working.
What's your Twitter handle?
You gotta talk into it, Lynn. What's your Twitter handle?
Wow, it.
No.
Okay. This is Shirley.
My Twitter handle.
And he forgot to tell you his Twitter handle. We let sighted people use it too. I guess.
Yes.
He uses his ham radio call sign, which is N, the number 8, LXK.
Oh, that's who that is, okay.
Anyway, that's his Twitter handle. I am Shirley, and I use my call sign along with my name, so mine is N as in Nancy, the number 8, LX, Shirley. So it's just the two things put together. So we're both fairly new on Twitter as things go, I guess, but we're enjoying it, and I've enjoyed this week looking at the things, of course, particularly related to ACB 13. That's been kind of fun. So I'll pass it over here to Natalie.
Hello, everyone. My name is Natalie Byers, and I'm going to give you several Twitter handles. As Carrie said, I'm a member of the Information Access Committee, and Ray and I brought it up to the committee and thought it'd be kind of cool to make this official. I also currently am the ACB National Administrator, so you can follow that by following at ACB National. I am part of the ICB Twitter team, the Illinois Council of the Blind, and we are at ICB Online. And I also am part of the Kentucky Council of the Blind Twitter team, and we are,
Kentucky ACB,
it's either,
I think it's Kentucky ACB,
I can't remember. There was a dash there one time, but
I think you're just Kentucky ACB.
I think we're Kentucky ACB. I'm sorry, I don't.
You got too many balls in there.
And so then my personal one, I can't remember if I gave that to you guys, but my personal one is Braille Reader. So if you have any feedback, you can tweet either the Illinois Council of the Blind, the Kentucky Council, or the ACB Council, I mean ACB National, because I read all of them and we'll get your stuff to where it needs to go. And, or if you have any affiliate stuff you want me to tweet on the national page, feel free to tweet that as well.
Yes, my name is Rick Harmon. I'm from Akron, Ohio. I'm here as part of ACB Radio Interactive. My main Twitter account, I'll just give you one. I have a few, but the main one you probably be interested in is Blind Geek Zone.
Oh, you're Blind Geek Zone.
This is fun.
Hi, this is Gretchen Mounting. Normally told I don't need a mic, though, but I guess this is being recorded. So my Twitter handle is gmounty, or as Jaws would say, gmon. That is spelled G-M-A-U-N-E. I've been on Twitter since about 08, and I've ran the Missouri Council of the Blind Twitter feed for about 3 years now. And that is just Missouri Council altogether. So glad to be here. Thanks.
Yes.
Deanna.
I'm Deanna Coatwater-Noriega, and I have a Twitter account, but I really don't have a lot of people on it because I mostly read like political stuff, like my senator's Twitter feed, that kind of thing, because I was a legislative liaison at one time for the agency where I work. Now I've changed jobs. So I haven't really used my Twitter account a lot since moving out of the political job. But I do have a handle. It's Quiet Water Day.
Oh, that's nice. I'm Connie Giacomini from Arizona, and I don't have a Twitter account. I'm the newbie. This is Connie Giacomini from Arizona, and I was hoping to maybe get some hints on how to start. So
we'll be glad to help you.
Yep.
Well, since I've already talked, I'll pass it over to my wife.
This is Karen Campbell. Her Twitter handle F P A C K E R B A C K E R K A R. We couldn't do the whole my whole name on the end of that because we ran out of characters. It only lets you do 15 characters for a handle.
Hello, my name is Jason Castanguay. I'm here from Manchester, Connecticut. I love music. I love making new friends, pianist and vocalist. And my Twitter username is JCast, J-C-A-S-T.
My name is Ann Royman. I don't have a Twitter account yet, but I am thinking about getting one. For now, I just live vicariously through my husband's account. I'll pass it to him.
Yes, she does. My name is Mark Royman. We are actually both from Virginia, and my Twitter handle is M Royman. M-R-E-U-M-A-N-N.
I'm Sam Yale from Arlington, Virginia. My Twitter handle is Mixolydian. If you can spell it, you can follow me. I'm also first vice president of the Old Dominion Council of Blind Visually Impaired. John McCann is managing that account right now, but if you want to follow that, that's O-D-C-B-B-I.
Hey, Sam. Hey.
For those of you who want Sam's Twitter handle, it's spelled M-I-X-O-L-Y-D-I-A-N.
It's now on digital.
My name is Carl Richardson. I'm from Boston, Massachusetts. And my Twitter handle is Otto3RD. That's Otto3RD. O-T-T-O. 3RD. My middle name is Otto, and I'm the third person in my family with the middle name Otto. Otto3RD.
Follow him.
I'm Kim Charlson, and my Twitter handle is at @Kim_Charlson.
Right.
And I'm Brian Charlson, and my Twitter handle is simply, strangely enough, Brian Charlson. I'm into creativity.
And that's Brian with an I.
Yes.
That's right.
My name is Andy Baracco. I'm from the Los Angeles area. California, and my handle is Stallion49, S-T-A-L-L-I-O-N-49, and I've been on Twitter for about a year.
My name is Pam Booth. I'm from Omaha, Nebraska, and I'm here to learn about the new Twitter account.
My name is Jose. I'm from Nebraska. My handle on Twitter is Texas Blind Man.
My name is Frank Huda from Washington State. I don't have a Twitter handle. It sounds kind of like a black hole for time. I don't know. I have several black holes already, but I'm very interested. I have a couple questions. One is, when you run, I understand you can set up a Twitter site, but why does somebody have to run it after it's been set up? And then, where do they all go, I guess?
I'm Don Olson, good evening.
Don Olson!
Wandered in to see what's going on in here. My handle is Olson, not too creative here either. Olson, that's OLSON_DJ.
I think that's almost everybody in the room, except for the gentleman in the blue shirt. Oh, just
Hi, Bob Boskin. I wasn't here earlier, but I had to make a brief pit stop for the puppy. The Twitter handle is bboskin, B-B-O-S-K-E-N.
Right.
Hello, I'm John Lipsy. I have a Twitter. I'd like to manage the Utah Council of Blind Twitter because I know we have one, but I don't know who runs it right now. And that bothers me more than a little bit. But if you want to follow me and read all of my crazy ramblings, it's J_TGL. That's just J and the underscore symbol, and it's TGL. And if you want to follow my puppy also has a Twitter, and he is Clinternose, C-L-I-N-T-E-R-N-O-S-E. I tweet more than he does.
Yes, Clinternose doesn't know how to tweet.
And he's got more paws.
I think we missed a few people over there. Sorry, I knew we didn't. We missed Mendy and that over there.
Yes.
My name is Mendy, and my Twitter name, Jaws only says love for Rand V, which annoys me no end. Let me use the and symbol. It's L-U-V, the number 4, R-A-N-D-B, which spells love for R-N-D, 1231.
I get it.
You named Rand V.
Not at all.
No, I thought it was a real-time thing.
No, not at all.
It's Rand 04.
I know. I'm all the more than 5 seconds to understand my love for R&B because I tweet about lots of R&B music.
All the time.
Specifically an article of TJ Morton. But anyway, and that's enough about me. I'll pass the mic on.
Busy now, you know.
Hello, y'all. Jessica, aka Canadian underscore Diva on Twitter. I also tweet about lots of R&B music. yeah, you guys can feel free to follow me. And I will follow back. Looking forward to meeting you all. That's Canadian underscore Diva.
Hi, I'm Chris. I'm from New York. New to ACB, not new to Twitter, which I guess makes me qualified to be here in some small way. Twitter handle is excuse the mess. That's without the E in the front. X-C-U-S-E, the mess. You can follow me for sarcastic and irreverent comments about pop culture and things like that.
My wife would tell me that I follow the mess too.
That should be your handle.
Well, thank you very much, everybody.
Thank you.
Was awesome. And I know Natalie wanted to speak a little bit about the ACB on Twitter and anything IAC related, so let's go to Braille Reader.
So ACB, I don't know if how many of you actually follow it, but I did post probably about a week ago, 2 weeks ago, something, that ACB is currently looking for social networking administrators, and
I didn't see that.
They're going to be doing some to help me with the, well, let me rephrase that. Hopefully, I get to continue helping with the Twitter page. So they're going to be looking for people to, more than one person, because it's a lot for one person to do. So we're going to be looking for a few people to work together as a team for administrating Twitter. And I saw the other day, Carla Rushable actually mentioned it yesterday in one of the IAC meetings, but ACB does now have a Facebook.
Oh, wow.
So I don't have...
It's about time.
I don't know what the actual page is called, but I'm assuming if you do a search like for American Council of the Blind or ACB or something.
I think there's a link on the website too.
Okay, cool. I'll go look and I'll get it up. Once I, since we don't have free Wi-Fi here, I will go, when I get home, I'll go look up the website or go look up the Facebook link. And they're looking for people to run that page as well. And soon I think we want to try to get into some of the other social networking sites. Like, I don't know which ones, like probably
LinkedIn
and Robert's, things like that. So if you are interested in applying, you can send Ray Campbell an email with your interest in applying.
How about a direct message?
No, because you have to, well, I guess I can let Ray answer that.
Friends with
no, that's fine. I just need to know what his email is. That's the reason
okay.
I asked.
Yeah, I was going to give it to
you. I'm going to give that.
Okay.
So Ray's email, since it was all in the leadership list and everything, his email is Ray, R-A-Y, 1530 at Wowway, which is wowway.com.
Yes.
Yeah, sorry, I don't ever pay attention. I just grab it out of my address book. But so you can send him an email, and what you put in that email is your interest in applying, kind of the qualifications that you have for doing this, like what you've, you know, what if you've ran any page, administered any pages, what you've kind of done to show your knowledge of ACB, things like that.
When's the pay?
There is no pay.
Twice as much as the last person. Let me have
that for a minute.
I'm coming.
Okay. Thank you, Natalie, for that. And basically, if anybody has not seen the job description and would like to see it, if you'll send an email to that address, there's two things I want to mention. If you haven't seen it's kind of like a job description. We wanted to write down some basic qualifications, kind of what's expected of the people that are going to be doing this. And if you send me an email that says, social networking job description in the subject line, then I'll know that you want that. And I won't get it to you until I get home, because that's where it is, but I'll get it to you. But we can talk during convention if people are interested. You can find me in the Illinois delegation around convention. Well, I will be campaigning, and that's all I'm going to say about that, because I don't want to take unfair advantage. The other thing I wanted to say is that what I will do when I get home is put these names and Twitter handles into a document. If you want that, you got my email address just a minute ago. You'll send me an email and put ACB tweet up list, or just put ACB tweet up in the subject line. Then I'll know that you want a copy of that information, and I'll get it out to you in the next week or so after we get back from conference and convention.
All right. And I think I do have the social networking job description here. So if anybody wants it.
I have the social networking job description here. So if anybody wants it, if you either send an email to braillereader@gmail.com or direct message me on Twitter if you follow me, or send a mention to ACB National or Kentucky ACB or somewhere that I read, I'll get it to you. And if you just like DM me or email me your address, I will get it sent out to you.
I just want to thank Lynn once again for being our mic guy. That was for going above and beyond the call of duty.
You can double my pay.
Somebody get some more chips for Lynn here. Yeah. So before we go, what's the time?
It's
5:39.
Okay, 5:39. So I know general session starts at 6:37. 7 o'clock.
Entertainment's at
6:30. Okay, so I don't know what everybody's schedules are like, but I figure we have the room till
6:30.
So I figured before we go on to just hanging out and socializing and whatever, I know there are at least two Twitter newbies in the room, two or three. So if any of you have any questions about Twitter, if you'd like to ask them now, I'm sure there would be people that would be happy to answer them.
I have a question.
Okay
Shirley, go.
I'm sort of new. I've been doing it a few months now, and I use a Braille Sense to do Twitter, and it's really pretty handy. One thing that I ran into a few months ago with Twitter, and I would like for one of you to address that, I didn't initially really want to have a lot of people following me, particularly people I didn't know, but I also didn't want to have a closed account. Or I guess that's not really what it's called. I know that I'm not using the right terminology. A protected account,
yep.
Where I would have to prove everyone all the time. So, you know, initially as people followed me that I didn't know, we blocked some people, because I just didn't want everyone following me. And with the Braille Sense in particular, if you go into the send area and you want to send a message to somebody, it shows you 32 people, and then you have to go to the next list and get another 32 people. And if you've got 100 or 200 some people following you, then it takes a while to get to who you want to go to.
Yeah.
But the problem I ran into with Twitter was that they banned me at one point for a short time because they thought I was being a bit aggressive by blocking people. And I'm a little confused by that because I thought, since it's something that you are able to do, and they put that in there as a command you can use, I guess I got a little surprised by the fact that they weren't too happy about the fact that I was doing it. I wasn't trying to be nasty, I was just trying to keep my account a little more manageable. So I guess I'd like to hear any comments on that or suggestion, or if any of you have had
that
experience with it before.
Interesting.
Well, I didn't either. But I found out the hard way.
Unfollowing somebody doesn't get them out of your followers.
No, it does not.
It just gets you off. It just gets them off your timeline. Mm-hmm. Has anybody had any experience with that sort of a thing?
No, it sounds like a fluke or something.
Yeah, I've never heard of it happening myself, but
they wouldn't let me use my.
Did you send them a call or something? Or?
Well, it's very hard to reach anybody there. My husband finally got a hold of somebody, you know, through their internet site or email or whatever, and they said, because all at once I couldn't use Twitter anymore, and they said something like, well, I was being too aggressive or something like that.
They have a policy that's available online, but it's not very accessible.
So, you know, my husband kind of like, he sent this apology for me, like, okay, I won't do this anymore or something, and they said, fine, you can use your account now.
And Shirley also has another little problem in that she likes to read weather people's and ham radio announcements, but and see what the weather is in different areas, but then her following list gets to 2,000 and suddenly you can't add anymore.
Well, yeah, you're only allowed to follow so many people.
I don't want to follow 2,000 people.
Well, I don't read that many, obviously, but,
well,
you know.
One, there's a great way to solve that problem, and it's called the Twitter list.
Yeah, tweet list.
Yes, tweet list, or you can also do this in the Cube, and probably a number of other clients.
Or tween.
What you can do is you can come up with a list of similar followers. Like, I have lists of different authors, I have different lists of people who tweet about sports and theater and things like that. So you don't have to follow these people on your timeline, but when you open up a buffer for the specific list, you can look and see what they've all tweeted about in that list.
You can also, if it's a list, like, you don't necessarily want everybody to know who all's on the list. Like, let's say you have a certain group of friends that you want to follow, but you don't want someone else going, oh, well, why didn't you put me? I'm your friend. You can protect the list and make it a private list. Everybody doesn't know who all's on it.
Yes.
Or you can make it a public list. And you can do that. Like, for me, I have my favorite artist list, and if someone decides that they're in the Miami music, they can subscribe to my favorite artist list and see all the favorite artists.
I'll do that in your roof, whatever it's called.
Night Owl.
Yes. Okay. Any other questions?
I have a comment on your problem.
Okay.
Twitter does have a ratio that they follow, followers versus friends. And it has to be within certain limits, or they will stop you from adding more followers.
Same thing with
the blocking. You're only supposed to block people that are spamming or doing something bad to you. Blocking people just to manage your followers count is considered aggressive.
Oh, yep, that's really exactly.
And
what
they will,
I ran
and
into.
they will block you.
But then too, Shirley's application on her device is through their software, she isn't allowed to use some of the others.
Well, it's not that I'm not allowed to. It's limited as to what features it has in it, obviously.
Here you are, Brian.
So, I have a Twitter account. I'm a lurker. I read the things. I almost never write them. And I only have so many hours in the day, and I heard the black hole comment, and I feel your pain. So here's a couple of quickie questions I'd love to hear around here. Who's using what clients and why?
Oh, I can do that.
Okay, hold on. So who's using what client and why?
Okay, maybe we should do a show of hands.
And then secondly, if you were telling somebody like me who have enough hours in the day to do everything you're doing so far, what four things do you use Twitter for the most?
I can do that too.
I can definitely.
Reliably. I don't want to, you know, spit into the wind and wait to get hit in the face later, okay?
By show of hands, how many people do we have in here using the Cube?
I thought it wasn't supported anymore, or something like that.
It's not.
It's updated. I was looking into trying it out, and I was Googling it, and I saw it's not supported. Okay, cool. I'll try it.
So Cube is a Windows-based client.
Yes.
And it's Q-U-B-E.
Yes.
Q-U-B-E.
Price tag is
free.
It's free. Yes, it's free. Yeah. Another Windows-based one is Tween. Tween, anybody? Yeah. How is that spelled?
T-W-E-E-N.
Okay.
And that is based out of Japan, right?
Yeah, yes. And the help documents are kind of weird. I'm sorry to read, but there is a
sort of
reason stuff about it.
Yes. Okay, any other Windows ones that people use?
Well, kind of.
Okay.
what does that mean? I did use Easy Chirp until now they're having to revamp it, obviously, because of the API change and everything.
Yes.
Whoa. I even donated it to them for the Kickstarter thingy.
Good.
Anyway, it's like, but their website just keeps saying, we'll come eventually. And I used to, if I was ever, normally I'm tweeting from my phone, but when I was ever on my PC, I just went on there. And it's gone now. But it's supposed to be back. So when it's back,
yes.
I recommend Easy Chirp.
There is the
Easy
mobile.
Chirp is very good.
And the mobile site. Yes, the Twitter mobile site is good too.
Yes.
System Access Socializer, anybody? They have a, they just did some extensive updating with their Twitter and Facebook APIs. For the Mac, we have the Japanese swear word clients.
Yeah.
John, how do you pronounce that?
Yorofukaru.
Yorofukaru.
Okay. So Yorofukaru.
Yeah.
There is also apparently Night Owl with
the same thing.
That's the same thing.
Same thing. Okay. What's
Syrinx.
That doesn't work anymore.
Discontinued.
Okay.
That's why I had to.
Okay, I'm backing up here. I just felt like I've been slammed with 12
yeah,
things.
Yeah, right.
I'm
just
going
over.
I
thought
you
had
an email Ray with the.
Yes, that's a good idea. Ray, if you want to put together a list of Twitter clients, also.
And quite honestly, I don't care about the ones
sure.
that don't work.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then for the iPhone, which you might have talked about a little bit in the iOS.
Twitter,
official iPhone Twitter app is good. I don't know much about Android Twitter. Anybody?
Plume has some issues, from what I understand.
Plume, okay.
Plume. I think it has some issues now.
All right.
Marco tweet that the Android app has gotten better with Twitter. It still has a few issues.
Okay.
I need to look at it again.
Needs a new number.
And I'll answer. Carrie, do you want me to do Brian's second question?
Oh yes. And I'm going to hand over the microphone to Natalie for Brian's second question.
And then me.
And Gretchen.
Was that another
Brian asked what the four main things were for Twitter. Is that what you asked, Brian?
Yes.
like prioritizing, you mean?
Yeah. If there were, there's a lot of things Twitter can be used for. But besides ACB National. I'm not talking about specific Twitter services out there, but rather things like direct messaging, retweeting, things along those lines. What really should somebody who's going to engage in tweetness. what should they learn to do?
Retweeting is always a good thing because just like Facebook is, you know, when you go in and like something, all your friends see it. So the good thing about retweeting is that all your friends will see that too. So if you have something, you know, really important to say, and you go in and tweet it, and let's say ACB National is following you. Last time I looked, we had like, I don't know, 200 or 100 something. So then if I went in and retweeted that, then all the people who followed ACB National would see this and know about whatever it was that you were saying. And then if I retweeted it for Kentucky, all those people would know, and Illinois would know. So
kind of a ricochet.
Yes.
Yep.
And direct messaging is good. Ray and I use it quite often.
Yeah.
It's kind of a way to, that way we can kind of, you know, chat back and forth in a more instantaneous way.
Kind of IMing?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
IMing is private, though.
And it's private.
Facebook PM, same difference.
Yeah. And the good thing about, but the good thing about Twitter versus IM is that, like your IMs, you know, you get this nice little window where JAWS just keeps repeating over and over and over that you have this instant message. So you get a tweet, my particular client is the Japanese swear word. So it'll read it to me and I can respond either that second, I can respond an hour later, or some days where I get a message back 2 days later. So the good thing is that you don't have to
That's when she gets mad at me and has to stew over it for a couple
you,
of days.
Yes, you don't have to respond instantaneously like you do an instant message. And like an instant message, usually if you're not online, some of them don't deliver your messages. So if Ray's direct messaging me or anybody in this room is direct messaging me and I'm not there, it'll still sit and wait. Yeah, you can.
You can get
it.
No.
Okay, so we have retweet, we have direct message, number three.
Hashtags. Yes. So. And I've been really bad at ACP, and I'm trying to get better about that because I don't remember to use them. Hashtags are. We had a discussion about this at the Crossroads Leadership Conference. They are basically a way for the little bots that go out and search the net. They're the way, a good way for those to, pick up on, if you use the hashtag, and to do a hashtag, you do the number sign, and then let's say you write ACB13 for the hashtag for this convention. So, the little search bots can go out and find anything related to ACB13, or if people want to know about the convention, they can use their clients or go do a search for ACB13. So that kind of helps get more information out there to people.
By the way, we just had someone walk in. If anybody's familiar with Alice Lynch of Braille Design,
oh,
she's here.
Yay!
Dare Diva on Twitter, and Braille Design is the company.
Right? We have another walk in, too.
And we have another walk in. Who else just walked in?
Douglas Hunson.
Oh, okay. Hello.
What's your Twitter handle, Doug?
Douglas2005.
Ah, Douglas.
Do you want me to repeat this for you?
Yeah.
Okay, so the two additional people we have are Alice Lynch, which and her Twitter name is
Dare Diva,
and Doug Hunsinger just came in, and his is
Douglas2005.
So we have those two new additions. And I'm trying to think of the fourth most important thing for Twitter.
I think just lists.
We talked about lists a little bit.
I think that Twitter...
You're right.
I'm trying to get over to you. Oh, thank you.
I think what I like about Twitter, I think the fourth thing is being able... It's a quick and convenient way to keep up with areas of things that you're real interested in. I read a lot of politics, conservative politics.
Don't say that when you're campaigning there, Ray.
We'll try not to hold it against
Thank you. But I do read a lot of politics. I read a lot about the Green Bay Packers and just the stuff I'm interested in. And what's cool is that you can, what's really cool about doing that with Twitter is, like for example, I follow the Green Bay Packers, and they'll put out a tweet that says something like, Packers signed, or Packers thinking about signing some player or whatever, and they'll put a link on it. And I can say, okay, do I want to read that? No, I don't want to read that now, but there might be another one that comes out and says, oh yeah, I want to read that one, so I'll click on, using the Japanese swear word, I will... hit L and open up the link, and I'll go and read that. So that's really a good way to follow and receive information in a quick, convenient way, and then you can kind of filter it a little bit, and you can decide what you want to read and what you don't want to read. And so, it's pretty good. So, even I don't like Rush Limbaugh, so if he sends something out, I ain't reading it.
Well, that's good to know. Yeah.
So we're not too concerned.
Yes.
Okay. Any other Twitter newbie questions?
Yeah,
every now and then I get a tweet, and sometimes it's from someone I know very well, but I know that they can't very well have sent it. But because it'll say something like, somebody's spreading rumors about, tweeting rumors about you, and it'll say to go
to spam.
To go to a website.
Just like when you get it in your email.
That is spam. That is...
That's also hacking.
That is hacking. That is spam. Okay, that is spam, that is hacking. If you see a tweet like that, do not go on the link because you might end up with something nasty on your computer. And tell the person, reply or DM or whatever, and let them know that they've been hacked because they might not realize. Sometimes that happens, you know, there's hackers everywhere, and unfortunately, Twitter is prone to attacks of hackers and spam and all kinds of yucky stuff. So let them know, don't click on the link, make sure that there are no nasty things invading your computer, and that's pretty much the way to react to that.
What you might want to do is, one of the things you might want to apply to the person.
Remember, apply to the person and say, you've been hacked, you might want to change your password.
Yeah. And if that happens to you, change your password right away.
Yes.
Exactly.
Anybody else?
Like Chucky, I'm back with a question. Okay, so I use speech as my means of doing most things because Braille's a little bulky to haul around with me. And some of the tweets I try to hear require that I turn my head around backwards 3 times to comprehend. When you put 3 hashtags in one tweet, when you forward a link, and the link doesn't give you any clue as to what the hell that link is about.
Oh, the shortened link, yeah.
And things along those lines. Is there a trick to understanding this without having to go through tweets one character at a time, the decoder ring?
You get used to it sometimes, but no. You encourage people that you follow to try to make things sound better, make more sense.
Or you ignore.
And one way to make yours...
Let me just pass the mic over across to you, Gretchen.
Great, because I had a few things to say earlier.
Okay, here we go.
Coming.
I got skipped.
Thank you. Hey, one way to make sure that yours sound good on that and to encourage if you actually follow people that will listen to you is to, if you are doing a hashtag and you want it to sound like it makes sense, capitalize the first letter of each word. And that'll actually make it, like the other day when I lost my iPhone, which is found now if anyone's concerned. Thank you. thank you. I thought my life was, okay. I put feeling whiny when I said, as opposed to having a hashtag feeling whiny and having it say feeling whiny, something even less intelligible, I capitalized the F and capitalized the W. So there you go. Some other things, as Ray was saying already, don't really need to reiterate it too much, but I use Twitter mostly as a news aggregator. So for news, liberal news, I'll point out, and also just to follow other things I'm really interested in, from magazines I like, to just general news, to some random people that tweet funny things sometimes that I like, and then, honestly, only about 10% is people I know in real life, and I can be a lurker too, although I am trying to market myself a little bit more lately since I'd like to have a job at some point.
Yeah.
Still in grad school right now, so I have an excuse. But, and then as far as the other good thing for Twitter is for marketing yourself or for marketing your organization, be that like an affiliate or whatever it is, hashtags and retweets and all that stuff is really good. I mean, Twitter, one of the best things to use Twitter for is to get people to know about your organization, to get people to follow you for good reasons. There's a lot of great webinars out there on how to be retweetable. You want to be retweetable because then, and I've done social networking for a lot of different organizations, you want to do this so that you can get people to actually, because if once you get retweeted, more people hear about you. That's how you get more followers. And then people are like, oh, that person tweets about this. I'll check them out. And then how a lot of people I know do Twitter is you follow that Twitter account for a while. If they tweet too much and it bogs you down, you don't care what they're tweeting about, you stop following them. If they don't tweet too often or tweet what you care about, then you just keep following them. And that's what people do. They just kind of keep adding and deleting. And so just be figuring out what kind of tweets are the most retweetable, what makes the most sense and stuff. And then also if you want to have a marketable account, usually tweeting in the mornings and evenings is good, and just a few times a day sometimes to have a really marketable account.
I don't care what you're drinking.
Anyway, but I'm talking more about like serious stuff, not I made a wonderful salmon fillet for dinner. Every once in a while I have been guilty of tweeting about my bounty box, which is the CSA I get. But I can't help it. I got French sorrel the other day, and I didn't know what to do. So, if anyone wants to ask me more questions, I'll be here till Friday. Anyway, so, yeah, thanks.
Thank you.
one point that should be addressed where Brian talked about links.
There's one point that should be made where Brian had addressed about links that sound like gobbledygook. Guess what? They pretty much all are, and there's a good reason for that. It's called a link shortener.
Oh,
or,
yeah.
You know, what you need to understand is, do you want acb.org.radio.affiliate.blah blah blah. They shrink these to a bunch of alphanumeric slop. It doesn't sound pretty, but if you click on it, it will get you there. But don't expect it to sound, and you don't want, with a 140 character count, you don't want to fail to avail yourself of that feature.
By the way, that was John McCann. He just left.
Yes, that is John McCann.
John McCann was going to church, so thank you. I'm sure God appreciates it, John.
You can't schedule this against God. I mean, God, you'll make parties.
Okay, so
we
have about a half hour left, so I'm gonna turn the mic off and let everybody socialize.
The bar is still open,
so I'm gonna go take advantage of that. Oh, actually, yes, we have one more comment. Here you go.
Okay.
Yes.
This is Karen Campbell. With regard to the hacking, when you change your password, change it to something that you can remember, but it's a little more complicated, so it's a little harder so it's harder for people to hack it. And also, second thing, watch what you do on social media. More employers are looking at that when they look at prospective job candidates. So do be careful.
Yep. One more thing.
I'm surprised Karen didn't say this. One reason to use Twitter, if you have friends or colleagues that are deaf-blind and maybe have difficulty communicating with speech and whatever, Twitter works very good because of its short link for braille displays. And so you can do that, and that's a way to keep in touch with your friends maybe who are or folks who are in the deaf-blind community.
Yeah.
Okay.
Great.
Thank you very much. So Twitter is really wonderful. I hope that those of you who are not frequent Twitter users or who haven't gotten to know Twitter very well yet will consider joining. And I hope that we can all continue this conversation on Twitter. Don't forget that during the convention, we have the number ACB13 hashtag. The A, the C, and the B are all capitalized.
That's where you're going to find the best dinner.
Yes. Yeah. Yes, Sam and Bob and friends have been getting these blind flash mobs together. We had a good time at the definitely keep on following the hashtag throughout the convention. If you have a Twitter client like Tweetlist or something like that on your phone, make it a saved search so you can get to it easily. I know there'll be some people live tweeting the general session, which is awesome. Even
if we have Wi-Fi, ACB National. I mean, free Wi-Fi, ACB National will be.
Yes. So thank you very much for coming. I really, really appreciate this. If you have any feedback, please send it to Natalie, Ray, or me. Our tweet, our unions, once again, are Packerbacker Ray, Braille Reader, and Kerrigan. I totally messed up for you, so that's K-E-R-E-G-A-N, so it's my first initial, my second initial, and my last name. So tweet to one of us if you have any other comments or feedback, and we really are already looking forward to doing this next year.
Yes.
So thank you so much for coming, everyone.
And we promise we won't do it in the casino next year.